In cartoons, a baby grabs the string of a single helium balloon and floats right out of its baby carriage. Why can't people really float into the air using helium balloons? Helium balloons float in air because helium is lighter than air. It has fewer electrons, protons, and neutrons than air atoms. Air is mostly nitrogen. Helium's molecular weight is only 4, while nitrogen is 28. Because of this, the interior of the helium-filled balloon is lighter than the air around it, so it floats. Although helium can easily float the weight of the balloon and string, its lifting power is actually quite small. A helium balloon that is 1 foot around can only lift about 1/2 ounce. Back to the cartoon baby. If our cartoon baby weighs about 7 pounds, he or she would need over 200 one-foot balloons to even begin to lift off. To shoot up into the air, the baby would need even more balloons. Of course, if you could rig 40 or 50 large weather balloons up to a small basket or a lawn chair, you might be able to achieve the lifting power of a small helium-filled blimp and float away into the sky. That's not really a good idea, though, as one unlucky fellow found out several years ago, but at least now you know why helium-filled blimps are so large and why babies don't disappear into the sky holding their birthday balloon. This moment of science comes from Indiana University. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. Once again, our web address is amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.